Lovable says it's nearing 8 million users as the year-old AI coding startup eyes more corporate employees. Stockholm-based AI coding platform Lovable, founded a year ago, nears 8 million users with 100,000 new products daily. The startup, valued at $1.8 billion after a $200 million funding round, is rumored to attract new investors at a $5 billion valuation. Despite a 40% traffic decline in September, CEO Asika emphasizes strong retention and growth. Lovable, aiming to revolutionize software building for non-coders, boasts diverse users, including Fortune 500 companies and young entrepreneurs. Security measures are being enhanced with a focus on simplicity and human creativity. The circular money problem at the heart of AI's biggest deals. SoftBank and OpenAI have formed a 50-50 joint venture to market AI tools in Japan as Crystal Intelligence. While the deal seems like a standard expansion, SoftBank's significant investment in OpenAI has raised concerns about the actual economic value of AI deals versus just moving money around. On TechCrunch's Equity podcast, experts discuss why this partnership is met with skepticism and what it reveals about the sustainability of the current AI investment model. Follow Equity on various platforms for more insights. VC Jennifer Neundorfer explains how founders can stand out in a crowded AI market. During a podcast at TechCrunch Disrupt, January Ventures co-founder Jennifer Neundorfer discussed standing out in the AI market. She emphasized the importance of creating new experiences with AI rather than incremental changes. Neundorfer warned of a possible market correction and advised founders to focus on building truly innovative companies. She shared her journey from working at YouTube to becoming a successful investor, stressing the importance of supporting founders personally. Neundorfer also highlighted the need for diverse founders to stay focused on building a strong company amidst market noise. A better way of thinking about the AI bubble. Tech bubbles are often seen as catastrophic, but they don't have to be. A bubble in economics means a bet that's too big, resulting in more supply than demand. The AI bubble poses a challenge due to the mismatched timelines between AI software development and data center construction. Massive investments in AI infrastructure by companies like Oracle and Meta raise concerns about future demand. Despite widespread AI tool usage, companies are cautious about scaling up. Infrastructure constraints, like data center space and power supply, could hinder AI projects. Kaltura acquires eSelf, founded by creator of Snaps AI, in $27 million deal. Kaltura, a New York-based AI video platform company, is acquiring eSelf.ai, an Israel startup known for conversational avatars, for $27 million. eSelf, founded in 2023 by CEO Alan Becker and CTO Ilan Shoshan, specializes in speech-to-video generation and low-latency speech recognition. The acquisition will see eSelf's technology integrated into Kaltura's suite of video solutions for enterprise clients, expanding capabilities to include real-time, human-like interactions. Kaltura's recent acquisitions and profitable financial status demonstrate a commitment to growth and innovation. Google brings Gemini to the Google TV streamer. Google is rolling out Gemini to the Google TV streamer, replacing Google Assistant. This change allows users to access content more naturally using voice commands. Users can ask for movie recommendations based on preferences, catch up on shows, or even ask educational questions, like explaining volcanic eruptions to kids. The update will be available to users aged 18 and older over the next few weeks. Gemini is part of Google's plan to replace Google Assistant across all devices and platforms. AI PowerPoint killer Gamma hits $2.1 billion valuation, $100 AR, founder says. Gamma, a startup specializing in AI-generated presentations, websites, and social media posts, secured a $68 million Series B round at a $2.1 billion valuation led by Andreessen Horowitz. Co-founder Grant Lee shared that the company has reached $100 million in ARR profitably with 70 million users. Founded in late 2020, Gamma has followed a cautious fundraising approach, hitting double unicorn status with only $90 million raised and about 50 employees. The latest round included a $20 million secondary offering for early employee liquidity. This Bluetooth speaker is also a charging hub, and it's discounted to $130. The JBL Charge 6 Bluetooth speaker is now on sale for $130, $70 off its regular price. Known for its big, loud sound, it's perfect for parties or quiet evenings. It features Auracast for pairing with other JBL speakers and offers lossless playback. Acting as a charging hub, it can power your devices for up to 24 hours. Available in various colors, it's durable with an IP68 rating. Despite its high price, the discount makes it a great buy. Wikipedia urges AI companies to use its paid API and stop scraping. Wikipedia is urging AI companies to use its paid API instead of scraping its content. The Wikimedia Foundation wants AI developers to access content through its paid product, Wikimedia Enterprise, to avoid overloading its servers. AI bots have been scraping Wikipedia, causing a decline in human page views. The organization is emphasizing the importance of providing attribution to human contributors. Wikipedia's AI strategy aims to assist editors with tasks, not replace them, to maintain the quality of its content. If the US has to build data centers, here's where they should go. Tech companies like Meta and OpenAI are investing heavily in building data centers in the US, with plans to spend billions. A recent analysis in Nature Communications examines the environmental impact of these data centers, highlighting the need to choose locations wisely to minimize harm. States like Texas, Montana, Nebraska, and South Dakota are recommended for future data center development due to their balance of renewable energy sources and water availability. The study warns that meeting net zero goals may be challenging given the energy and water demands of these facilities. Consolidation begins to hit the carbon credit market. Carbon Direct is acquiring Pachama, a move reflecting consolidation in the carbon credit market as Pachama faced layoffs due to softening voluntary carbon markets. Pachama, backed by notable investors like Amazon's Climate Pledge and Celebrity Angels, had raised $88 million, while Carbon Direct had $60.8 million. Pachama focused on nature-based carbon credits, while Carbon Direct offers carbon market advisory services. The carbon market faces challenges, including credibility issues and uncertainties. Despite this, companies like Microsoft and BlackRock continue to prioritize net zero commitments. Google Maps releases new AI tools that let you create interactive projects. Google Maps has introduced new AI tools, such as a builder agent and MCP server, to help users create interactive projects using Maps data and code. These tools, powered by Gemini models, allow users to describe the project they want to build in text, generate code, and customize the map's style. Additionally, Google is launching Grounding Light, enabling developers to ground their AI models using MCP. The company is also adding a code assistant toolkit and more Gemini-powered features for maps. Venmo launches cashback rewards program for debit cards. Venmo has launched a new rewards program called Venmo Stash, offering cash back to users who transact with favorite brands on the app and engage with Venmo's products. The rewards, up to 5%, are returned to Venmo's MasterCard debit card to incentivize continued use of the service. This move targets younger users, with studies showing a preference for debit cards over credit cards. Venmo plans to expand the program next year to offer rewards at merchants within its network. The first radio signal from Comet 3i Atlas ends the debate about its nature. Recent evidence supports Comet 3i Atlas's natural origin, ending debates fueled by conspiracy theories and podcasts. South Africa's Meerkat Observatory detected the first radio signal from the comet, revealing hydroxyl radical absorption patterns consistent with comet activity. This finding challenges the hypothesis of a technological origin proposed by astrophysicist Avi Loeb. Further monitoring is needed to understand the comet's nature as it approaches its closest point to Earth on December 19th. This story first appeared on Wired en Español. Knicks player Miles McBride launches a location-sharing friendship app to rival SnapMap. Knicks player Miles McBride, feeling lonely as the youngest player on the team, launches Motion, a location-sharing app for finding friends based on shared interests. The app, currently in beta for NYC users, combines location tracking with social discovery features, competing with SnapMap and FindMy. Users can join interest-based groups, send friend requests, and access private messaging. Safety features include encrypted location data, Vault Mode, and Personas. The app will operate on a monthly subscription model, offering premium options and benefits for local businesses. Amazon Music allows users in Canada to chat and stream music with each other. Amazon Music has introduced fan groups, allowing users in Canada to create and join groups based on favorite genres and artists. This beta feature lets fans chat, post, and listen to shared songs within these groups on iOS and Android devices. Over 30 groups cover a range of musical interests, enabling members to share, save, and stream music without leaving the conversation. Artists can join groups to connect with fans directly, offering exclusive content and building stronger communities. The feature aims to compete with Spotify's social engagement strategies and will expand to the US and other markets next year. Sapphire Sport spins out, rebrands as 359 Capital with $300 AUM. Sapphire Sport, a venture fund focused on sports, media, and entertainment, is spinning out from Sapphire Ventures after 7 years. The fund will now operate independently as 359 Capital, named after the sub-4-minute mile. Co-founder Michael Spirito emphasized the firm's commitment to helping portfolio founders achieve the impossible. With a separate group of limited partners tied to the sports industry, including big names like Adidas and City Football Group, 359 Capital is halfway through investing its second fund of $181 million. The firm, along with its entire portfolio and investment staff, will transition to 359 Capital, focusing on Series A and Series B startups with investments ranging from $2 million to $10 million until 2027. Remote driving startup Vay could grab up to $410 million from Singapore's Grab. German remote driving startup Vay secures $60 million from Grab, with potential for up to $410 million. Vay offers remote-controlled rental cars and plans to use the investment to expand in the U.S. The deal is subject to regulatory approval and includes joint milestones for additional funding. Grab sees Vay as catering to consumers who prefer not to own cars. Vay's hybrid approach allows users to drive the rental cars themselves, saving on costs compared to ride-hailing. The companies will also explore synergies in Southeast Asia. Why a lot of people are getting hacked with government spyware. Government spyware, once thought to target only serious criminals and terrorists, is increasingly being used against journalists, activists, and politicians worldwide. Recent cases in Italy highlight the proliferation of spyware beyond limited attacks. Spyware systems like NSO Group's Pegasus make it easy for governments to target individuals. Lack of transparency and accountability has allowed for widespread abuse. Efforts are being made to curb the global spyware market, with some countries imposing sanctions on spyware makers. Sixth Sense founder Amanda Kahlo raises $30 million for new human replacement AI sales startup, One Mind. Amanda Kahlo, founder of Sixth Sense, has raised $30 million for her new AI sales startup, One Mind. The startup's AI agent, Mindy, focuses on inbound sales, avoiding outbound tactics. Mindy can handle various sales tasks, from closing deals to onboarding new customers. With deterministic AI, Mindy limits hallucinations and provides accurate information. One Mind is already being used by over 30 companies, including HubSpot and LinkedIn. Kahlo believes AI agents will eventually replace higher-end sales roles, but for now, human employees are still crucial.